It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
Yeah, man. Oh, Parker, you were out of town. You missed it. The big Mifflin Street block party happened. Jamie, I know you were just getting back in town. I hope you didn't try to swing by at the end because things did not go well. The 2026 Mifflin Street block party drew an estimated 15 to 20,000 people, making it the largest crowd in several years, rivaled only, I guess, by the crowd at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which was the biggest ever. Madison police reported 37 arrests, most tied to alcohol-related offenses and fighting. Of those arrested, 29 were cited and released. 8 were taken to Dane County Jail. 6 firearms were recovered, 4 at the party, 2 more during fights later on State Street. No shootings, though, were reported, thank goodness. Madison Police Chief John Patterson called the presence of guns concerning, saying firearms don't belong at Mifflin. Yes, good. You didn't go out on a limb. I appreciate that. Crowds moved to State Street in the evening where large fights broke out, some involving juveniles. 2 police officers were injured while responding to those incidents. One was taken to the hospital. About 200 officers were deployed, including units on horseback, bicycles, and a drone team. As the unsanctioned event continues to raise safety concerns among city officials, we talked on Friday about how many resources were being deployed for this party. You know, if it's unofficial, you know what's happening. Make it official. And the planning by the city seemed to be up to par. The police department was ready. The fire department, everybody was ready. You know, you get that many people coming in, it's going to get wild.
I mean, this isn't a small gathering. This is massive. And if you're pulling that type of resources, then I feel like there needs to be, and you're right, the city of Madison was prepared for it. But at the same time, if you're going to pull 15 to 20,000 people for an unsanctioned event, perhaps it's time to do a little bit more planning and make sure you can add even more resources to it, because guns in the
and
mix
maybe
is
scary.
Yeah, guns in the mix is a little scary.
I mean, that take goes to a whole different thing. That's why are there so many guns? Why are people feeling that they have to bring guns to a block party?
It just doesn't
make sense. It also shows, boy, you got to be really careful because you don't know when you have any interaction on the streets who has a gun.
I also think this is fascinating that this is an unsanctioned event in Madison when in the Twin Cities, they actually just canceled their sanctioned block party because of the same problems. Massive crowds, couldn't control it. So the Basilica block party, this will be the last year for it ever.
Really?
And so they are not going to be holding it again because of the fact that the cost has gotten too much. The resources have gotten to be too much. The fact that they are having trouble with crowd control because of how popular it has gotten. So I found it fascinating that at the same time we were talking about this Mifflin event, the Basilica news came out over the weekend. I was like, kind of weird how it works. And we're talking about a city much larger with even more resources in Minneapolis, you know? So
yeah, there's going to come a time when who's footing the bill for all the extra police, not only Madison police, state police, county sheriffs. Where's that coming from? All the OT for the fire department, paramedics, the horses have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't work cheap.
Right.
So.
And then when you're talking about officers being injured, I think that's a whole different level of conversation that you have to have to make sure not only are they safe and doing their jobs properly and able to do their jobs properly, but if they're literally being threatened, then what does that say for the massive crowds along the way, too?
The problem is, with something like this, how do you stop it? Because you can say, the city can say, we're cracking down on it. All right, well, how much law enforcement presence do you have to disperse 15 to 20,000 people peacefully as opposed to letting it happen? You know, they had said, we're not issuing tickets for underage drinking, so these arrests for alcohol-related things had to be pretty severe because the police department had kind of laid out a do-no-harm sort of attitude, which I get. But how does this stop? If it gets to the point where Madison's like, we can't put up with it anymore, okay, how? How do you stop something that has popped up organically and now has just grown over the years by word of mouth?
How long has, and this is, I'm sure, a conversation you guys had last week, so pardon me for catching up. How long has this block party been going in Madison? How many years has this been for this particular block party? Do we know that?
I know we knew it last week.
Okay.
I don't remember it now.
I'll do a little digging. Parker's
looking at the computer.
All right. He's probably looking up some.
It began in 1969.
Oh, so we're talking decades of
It began as a protest to the Vietnam War.
Ah, so we're talking decades of an unsanctioned event that is now 15 to 20,000 people. Time to maybe organize a little bit more, folks.
It's working, why not? If it's working for them.
I guess.
All right.
I guess.
There must be other stuff we need to know.
There is other stuff we need to know. We're going to talk about Senator Tammy Baldwin because she's criticized a state Republican plan to fund immigration enforcement agencies, warning it lacks oversight and accountability. That sounds pretty typical for where we're at currently. The Senate passed a budget measure 50 to 48 along party lines, advancing up to $70 billion in funding for immigration and border enforcement through Donald Trump's term. Now, Baldwin said moving forward without Democratic input removes some key guardrails and raised concerns about how federal agents operate. Democrats pushed for restrictions following the deadly incidents in Minneapolis, including limits on mask use by agents and requirements for warrants before entering private property. This measure is part of a strategy to use budget reconciliation, allowing Republicans to bypass the 60-vote filibuster threshold in the Senate. Now, the Department of Homeland Security has been, as we all know, in partial shutdown since February. Both parties failed to reach a broader agreement. This funding proposal now will head to the U.S. House. There's no immediate vote that's been scheduled on this. Now, separately, Senator Baldwin also forced another vote to limit U.S. military action in Iran, but the measure failed again as concerns continue over cost, casualties, and economic impacts, including rising fuel prices.
We mentioned this quickly the other day because it happened at 3:30 in the morning, Friday.
Yes.
And just the reminder that bipartisan, the Senate had come to a funding decision earlier, just they didn't want to give ICE any more money until there was discussion about some limitations. That passed the Senate, and then it went to Mike Johnson and the Republicans, who would not even call it to the floor. So I think we need to always remind people of that there was a move to have these TSA agents paid way before Easter. Because if you remember, Mike Johnson did not call this to the floor, and then they went on a two-week hiatus. Mm-hmm. So
there's been several negotiation attempts in this process, and to which even the president weighed in and said, no, do not work on this. Do not work with the Democrats. So this is just another one of the longstanding issues with this funding.
Well, really quick, here's something you need to know, but you already do. We'd file this under duh. Multiple national polls show Americans are increasingly pessimistic about the economy, with large majorities saying conditions are getting worse. Yeah, Gallup survey found 47% of Americans rate the economy as poor, while 75% say it's getting worse, both rising from the previous month. Fox News poll found 70% of voters say the economy is worsening. That matched a recent high. A Marquette Law School poll found 7 in 10 Americans expect inflation to rise over the next year. Many voters attribute economic struggles to Donald Trump's policies.